Now I'm recording. Unfortunately.
We regret once to again, bring to you another episode of the Unholy Pod.
I'm sorry. All right, 3, 2, 1. David sending us some posts.
Love when I get posts from Daddy David Doctor.
Yeah. How has your week been? It's
Thursday, yeah. So I got home on Tuesday. Pretty excited for that because I like being at home. Although the temperatures this week are in the 70s. So I told Becca before we started, it is 83 degrees in here right now. And the heat's not on. It's just I have south-facing windows. And I guess poor insulation because it just is so ridiculously hot in here. And I mean, outside it's 70. It's 13 degrees warmer in here. Often it's 20 degrees warmer. It'd be worse if the heat was on. So that's not great. But I got back Tuesday and I said, okay, one last, not COVID friendly thing. I'm going to go get hot pot. So I had hot pot and that was great. It made me very happy. And then I slept for like 10 hours because I just was exhausted. So I did that, and there's more going on with my shitty brother. My mom asked me not to talk about it on the podcast, so I won't say more than that. But if he died, no one would shed a tear, and not in like the joke way.
I guess not in the way that Jess tells me every morning. Every morning she wakes me up.
Fun way.
Good morning, sunshine. If you die today, I won't care, and I get Cammy.
I do get Cammy. If you and David both die, I get Cammy.
If I die, David gets Cammy. If we both die, my parents get Cammy.
No, they're going to die at the same time.
What?
I guarantee it.
You're going to like the way your parents die.
But yeah, so I did that. I don't remember if I had the card that you sent. They sent a care package. I didn't find the card at first because it was like
we dropped
under
it off
the
on Friday
flare. Yeah,
and we recorded the podcast on Wednesday, so no, I don't think you had the box
so
yet.
I have the box and they got me all this cute shit. There was this necklace that's like healing. I'm like dumb, but then I wore it and I did feel better. And I mean, I didn't heal. It just was a nice like a token from my friends.
That's why I don't actually believe in the power of crystals. I just thought it was a nice necklace.
And it was. It matched. I have a pair of earrings that I had taken with me to Michigan to wear for stuff, and it actually matched them perfectly. So
nice.
Good synergy on that. Those were my friend Dylan makes earrings, and they're great. So I wore those. I wore that, and the necklace was great, and there were some fun socks. I've had some of the beef sticks. They sent me some really spicy jerky, like ghost pepper jerky, which I haven't opened
from
yet.
From the place in northern Michigan.
From the place up north, yeah. That's going to be so good. I did have some of the tubes, like the cheddar jalapeno tubes. Very
tasty.
Yeah,
those are great.
I had a Slim Jim for lunch this afternoon, so that was great. Very healthy. Slim Jim and some of the cookies I made and brought home with me. But the card, the important thing about the card is that it's addressed to bitch.
It just says bitch on the envelope.
It just says bitch. And then inside it says, shit sucks. Hope this helps make it suck less. Fuck you. Becca, David, and Cammy. And it just was perfect. I laughed.
That was all we had to say.
I did actually go, oh my God, they get me. Like I was a little emotional about it because I was like, I don't want to do all the whole, oh, I need to be sad and sad looks like this and that's how I have to be. And so that was delightful to get as a card. And then yesterday in the middle of dealing with all this new shit with my brother, I got a kudo board that people have put together, Christina and Becca and a whole bunch of my friends from work. And they donated like $900 to the Mott streaming stuff that I do when I do my charity streams, and then also to the band Half and Half. So that was just awesome to come back to. And I messaged everybody individually to thank them. My mom was like, I need an address so I can send them a thank you card. And I was like, it's like a dozen people.
It's like, yeah.
And
yeah,
I
my
thank
only contribution
individually. So
my only contribution to that was I got added to the Slack channel and they were like they were trying to pick out gifts and I was like, Jess hates gifts. A charity would be better.
I was wondering then, who told them like Jess doesn't want things ever.
Yeah, that was me. I was like, we sent a care package with carefully curated things. But I don't think she would like things from you all, no offense. And then I added a bunch of people to the channel.
Yeah. I don't need flowers. I don't need cards, even though your card was nice, but it was because it understood that I'm stupid and wanted to make jokes. But it also, I can plant it and it's going to turn into a plant.
Yeah, it's one of these cards that has like wildflower seeds in the paper, so you can rip up the paper and plant it, and then you get flowers.
Pretty neat. So I'm going to do that. I took a picture of the card because I liked it, but I am going to tear it up too.
Nice.
So I'm going to do that. And otherwise, last night, Assam, who was my old boss when I was a CSE, he had come to the city. I'd asked him when I was going to Ann Arbor, and I didn't know how long it was going to be. I was like, hey, can you come get my scooter and keep it in your garage, because he lives up in Novato. He was down in Monterey, and he's like, yeah, I'll grab it on the way up. I thought his wife was with him and would like drop him off here so he could take the scooter and then they'd drive out together. No, what he did is he came here, dropped off his car, took the scooter to Novato, then took a lift back to the city, which is like an hour drive.
That's crazy.
And picked up the scooter and then drove it back out there. And then while he had it, he washed and waxed it. And then last night, Jen drove me out to Novato so I could pick it up. And he's like, let me buy you dinner, because he wanted to check in and make sure I'm okay. And I'm like, you are such a nice piece of shit. How dare you? It was nice. I always tell him, like, you've got such dad vibes, so I expected all of this, but that's like way above and beyond. So everybody's been very nice. I told Chris, I don't think I mentioned it last time I recorded, I told Chris that it's hard to be too sad because I have such good support system. Like, everyone is so nice and they care about me, and I feel, you know, wrapped up in all that good energy. So it just makes me want to be a bigger bitch.
Nice. The key
gives
is
me
to
the
have
power
people,
to do that.
The key is to have people who understand like how you want to be sad, right? Like
I agree.
You like to be sad via bullying and fun jokes and spicy meat.
Yeah, those are my love languages.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because I've gone back and forth with Chris a lot because they want me to talk, and I'm like, I'm fine. I really am fine. I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to get in detail. My dad and I weren't close. Like, my daily life is not affected by his death, other than all of the bullshit that I have to deal with, like legally, to deal with the fallout. But like, I don't need to sit and talk about my feelings. I'm very clearly expressed my feelings. It was sad. I cried a bunch, and now I want to go back to work because I feel like I've been off too long. But I don't have the capacity right now because of all of this shit that's going on. So, but yes, it's nice to have people who understand how I'm going to handle this and why.
Yep.
So that's my week. And then today, you know, we're doing this. I've got orientation for the board. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I was elected to the board of directors for the San Francisco Lesbian Gay Freedom Band, of which I am a member. But also, they made me director of production, so I get to learn how to be a director of production, because I've never done that before.
Nice.
But I have relevant experience from all my bands and everything over the years. So that's going to be exciting, too.
That is exciting.
Yeah. And I think that's it. Chris and I are going away for the weekend. We're going to Sonoma.
Nice.
Going to spend a lot of time in a hot tub drinking wine, hopefully.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Are you and David doing anything?
We're going to Breckenridge Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, what are you going to do there?
We're going to ski. I'm going to teach him how to ski Sunday. So we're going to try to get out there early.
We're going in a couple weeks.
Yeah. He's not getting a lesson. I'm just going to like take him on the bunny hill and teach him how to stop and stuff. And then it's going to be warm, though. Like, it's not going to have snowed in like 5 days in Breckenridge when we get there, and it's going to be like 40 degrees. I think it'll be fine. Like, there will still be plenty of snow on the ground.
It can get icy one, like, as through the day it melts a little, and then at night. But I don't think there's any night skiing in a lot of these places, right?
No, there's no night skiing. All the lifts close at 4.
That's so weird to me because, like, in Michigan, on these tiny, stupid hills, you ski until like 9 or 10 when they close.
Yeah, because the infrastructure needed to light up a hill. It's not a hill here. It's a mountain.
I don't understand. So, what's the difference?
It's also, like, I think, to protect drivers as well. Like, not driving
not trying to
back
drive late.
To Denver too late.
Did you know there's no legal definition for the difference between a hill or a mountain? It's just whatever people are feeling the vibe of.
I think you know the difference when you see it.
I don't, because it's one thing in, like, Michigan, and, like, you've got the Rocky Mountains. Those are easily identifiable
those
as
are
mountains.
Mountains.
But, like, here, there's all these rolling hills and stuff, and it's like, are these mountains or are they hills? Some of them are quite tall or steep, and I'm like, I don't... We were driving back from a wine tasting a couple months ago and learned that there wasn't one. There's no definition.
I think it's, like, California has a lot of... Well, it has a mountain range, and then, you know, as you get closer and closer to the water, there's, like, remnants or, like, eroded bits of those mountain ranges. So they're, like... former mountains slash small mountains slash mountain hill
they were
hybrids.
Mountains they're just the oldest they've ever been in their life.
They're just really fucking old. Did you know that the Appalachian Mountains and the Alps were once the same range?
That's why they both start with A.
Oh no. So, like, everyone's always like, oh, the Rocky Mountains are so much bigger,
it's because they're
the
younger.
Appalachian Mountains, it's because they're younger. The Appalachian Mountains are old. It's like what they say in the John Denver song where he says, like, life is old there, older than the trees. Because it's like those mountains are fucking ancient.
Younger than the mountains, though. Blowing like a breeze.
Because those mountains are old.
Yeah. Those mountains have seen some shit.
It's true. No, we're going to Breckenridge Sunday, so we're going to ski on Sunday, and then the Super Bowl is Sunday night. Our Airbnb...
Oh, they're still doing that?
Our Airbnb has a little... We thought it had a kitchen because it says it's a studio apartment, but it just has a microwave and a coffee maker and a dishwasher.
I don't know why you'd even need a dishwasher.
I know.
If you're not able to cook.
We were going
to,
like...
a hot plate or something?
No, and I don't think we can bring a hot plate.
Not with
so
that
we
attitude.
We were, if it had a kitchen, we were like, we can bring stuff for, like, to make Super Bowl food, like make, like, wings and dip, and then we can just, like, lay in bed and eat and watch the Super Bowl. But it doesn't have a kitchen, so we're going to get takeout and lay in bed and watch the Super Bowl. And it's going to be really nice. I'm really excited. We haven't had some, like, time away in a while. Cammie's dog sitter is going to come and watch her. And
Nice.
It'll be really fun.
Ours, Airbnb is like that too. It doesn't have, we knew though, it was clear in the post, but it doesn't have a kitchen. It has a grill, so we're going to do one. Mm-hmm. We're going to make steak and asparagus and, like, potatoes as our classic grill trio for one of the meals. And then I don't take stuff for salad. There's a place called Oxbow Market that we didn't go to when you were here, but it's got a bunch of little shops. Some places that do charcuterie. There's a pizza place. There's a Gott's Roadside, which is delicious burgers and shakes. So we'll probably just pop over there. It's in Napa, though, so it's not quite close. But we'll figure it out. Could always. Yeah. It's got a microwave, so maybe I'll just take a lot of SpaghettiOs. It's very romantic.
Yeah, but I'm excited. We haven't gotten to go away in a little bit, and then David's leaving next Tuesday. He just got back. He was in Michigan for 4 days. 5 days?
It's true. I saw him while I was there. We had lunch or dinner.
And then he just got back this Tuesday, and now next Tuesday he's leaving for, like, 2.5 weeks. He will get back, like, 2 or 3 days before y'all come for the big ski trip. So we're just going to enjoy this weekend and spend some time together before he's gone again. But he's taking a big road trip in between jobs. So
he kept asking me or Alex if we wanted to go with him because he's in his fancy little convertible. But the thing is, we couldn't possibly fit our luggage for skiing.
We'd have to pack very lightly. Yeah, you couldn't do, like,
I could ship
skiing.
My luggage. I'll give my stuff to Sabrina and she can take it, and then I can ride with you.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that Sabrina's coming because she wasn't coming out to the original trip.
Yeah. No, I'm glad.
We do have enough space, but Sabrina. Two people will have to sleep on the living room couch.
Not
but
it.
It's a section,
I get a
also,
bed.
That'll be fine.
I'm an adult.
I
get a bed.
I think you will have the Murphy bed, and then we'll put Reese or Sabrina on this day bed thing because this requires, like, a shorter person. And then the dudes will go somewhere else.
Sure.
I figured
they can sleep outside or in the van or whatever. I don't care.
I figured we put like either Reese or Sabrina in here, and then the other one of those two. Oh, in the you basement. Mean
in, I you're thinking about it at home. I was thinking of the Airbnb.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about here, like, because I assume people are staying a little bit after, but and then we can have Ben and Alex sleep on the sectional together and just see what happens.
Honestly, I would love that for them. Yeah. Just a couple see, of guys sleep, learning how to
do they sleep
to love.
Like toe to toe? Do they sleep head to toe? Do they sleep dick head to head?
Mouth. Dick to mouth. It's the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are that's you going to stay after? Excited. You're going to stay for the week?
I had been planning to leave Tuesday, but I will probably move it one day back and leave Wednesday. But the thing is, I'm coming home and then basically going directly to Orlando. I leave for Orlando on Friday for a weekend.
Unbelievable.
I had not planned to be in Michigan last month for several weeks, you know, so soon after already being there. I guess last month, this month, time is difficult right now. So I'm trying to make sure I can go to these other trips, because the one to Orlando is to see my best friend from high school, Megan, and like I haven't been out there in 2.5 years because of the pandemic. So
the what?
I know. They keep telling me about this. I'm like, I don't think that's real. You sure about that?
You sure about that? That's not why.
So, yeah. So I really want to go out there. But like originally, we were supposed to go skiing in mid-January. I wasn't going to go anywhere in February. And then I was going to do this trip to Orlando in March. And I was yeah. like, great. Then I spread it out. I'm not gone a whole bunch because I know Chris doesn't really care for me being gone so much, and they can't come to everything because of their job.
And then
so
this
I was
whole thing
trying
called
to spread
Omicron
it out, and then
happened.
My dad died or whatever. So like,
well, we
that
moved
kinda...
the ski trip first.
Yeah, first
Omicron
we moved the ski
and
trip.
All our friends got COVID. And then your dad went and died.
Yeah, an asshole move, really.
Really? Who the fuck does that?
Apparently my dad.
Well.
But yeah, so it's a lot of travel, and I don't know. They're lifting all the mask mandates, and I'm like, a lot of people still dying out there.
Mm-hmm. There's still mask mandates in Denver, but not in like the ski country. So
ski country is basically international waters.
That is, anything goes.
But yeah, so we're doing all that. I don't know. It's going to be good. Chris and I are going to Portland the first weekend of April to see our friends that just moved there. And then that might be the last trip I have planned.
I think I'm going to try to come to San Francisco in May for like a week, maybe more.
Nice. We'll be able to go into the office.
Boom.
Yeah. Supposedly, we're going back in early March, but we don't fully know what that looks like yet.
It's a phased approach, but they have no plans to continue delaying it, is what they say.
Yes, that is what I heard. And I will probably go in every day, if I'm being honest. If there's food in particular, I will go in there every day.
Yeah,
because
I
just want to get away from working at home. I want to take my work desk down and put up like a hangout casual desk instead.
Yeah, I think I will go in like 2 times a week. I still really like working from home, though. We had talked about, David and I had talked about, because he's going to start going in whenever Google, like he's starting with Google mid-March. And whenever they start doing their back to office, he's probably going to go in like 2x a week. But that's in Boulder, so it's a bit of a drive.
I was going to say, yeah, he's working. He's not coming here.
So that's going to be, I think we're going to try to see if we can stagger it. So like he works... like one of us works Monday, Wednesday in the office and the other one Tuesday, Thursday, and then we can like both work from home on Fridays or something.
Nice.
But then we get a little bit more space, which will be very exciting. I love him, but it's a lot.
I still feel like you can both do better. That's my favorite thing you said about somebody once. I won't say who, but you were like, they both could do better.
Somehow they could both do better. Yeah.
And yeah. I loved that sentiment. I thought it was very funny.
So. Yeah, if you think about it, you're like, how does that work?
Doesn't matter.
Don't worry about it.
It just works. Yeah, if you need to know, we'll tell you.
They could both do better in different ways.
Mm-hmm,
Should we do some posts?
Yeah. David sent two. We've got one from our good friend Kyle Lady, who he sent for the last episode.
Oh, Kyle Lady. For some reason, I thought it was Kyle Banis.
No. No, wow. We don't speak his name on this podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he knows why.
You'll have to bleep that out then.
No, it's we get one. Just like, you know, in a PG-13 movie, you get to say fuck once. We can say Kyle Banis once per episode. Oh, shit.
Fuck, that's twice.
We're done. FCC's banging on my door.
Put the explicit label on it. 18 plus.
Yeah, don't let your kids listen to this, moms. We've got a large mom contingent that listens to the podcast.
Do we?
I mean, Mary.
Yeah.
I have other friends who are moms. My friend Kelly listens. She says it's her favorite podcast.
Oh my God. Does she let her kids listen to it?
It's like an infant still, so probably.
That's probably not good for their brain.
First word's going to be like, divorce, divorce.
They're going to go to daycare and be like, here's a fun fact. Divorce statistics.
And the other kid will be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Why is that kid saying fuck?
Bad parenting.
Oh.
Yeah. That child is yours.
Albert, what?
All right, which one are you reading first?
Well, let's start with this one Kyle sent.
Oh, great.
All right. Thanks to our devoted listener, Kyle Lady, for this post. Didn't even know he listened.
Amazing. It turns out all of the listens every week are just him. Like, we're always like, oh, we got like 50 listens. It's just Kyle.
And he's got like VPNs in different cities, so our stats show is like all these different cities. It was really nice of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes us feel good. All right. Am I the asshole for not letting my girlfriend wear her, quote, unique dress to a wedding?
Unique.
I'm excited for this. Updated. Throwaway account because she uses Reddit. My male, 25. Girlfriend, female, 30. Nat has a very particular sense of style. Picture Harley Finkel from Wizards of Waverly Place. You will get the idea. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Let's look it up. I need the context. Harley Finkel. Harley Financial is what it auto-completed to.
Harley Financial.
I don't know who Harley Finkel is. It's just showing like doctors. This isn't a real person.
Did you type the show?
No, but...
Gotta type the show.
Harper Finkel. That's why it's Harper Finkel.
There you go.
Okay,
We tracked it down.
Sort of dresses like... I don't know. Lots of weird patterns and dresses and... All right, whatever. Don't get me wrong. I never had a problem with that. In fact, I love the way she dresses because she loves to do so. I am happy if she is happy. Huh. The thing is, sometimes she likes to incorporate memes into her clothes. No problem. It's cute. But now she wants to wear a dress inspired on the meme Gay Rat Wedding. What does this mean?
I don't know what that is. But I love it.
Gay rat wedding.
Legally, they can get married now.
It looks like it's from a scene in Arthur where, like, in the episode, Mr. Ratburn got married to another male character with Arthur, Buster, Muffy, Francine, and Binky smiling on and supporting him. So this is like a meme that's based on a real scene. From Arthur. I'm shocked that that was actually in Arthur.
That's why that show got canceled. They were doing too
now
much gay shit.
There's like stickers that say, I support the gay rat wedding. There's a sticker with the two rats on it that says gay rat rights. There is a picture that somebody made with real rats in BDSM costumes where one rat is tied up and the other one is spanking. The rat. I'm going to send you that picture now because it is shocking.
I do need
that. I also send it to my mom, just no context.
Yeah. Well, send it and be like, thinking of you.
Go ahead.
I don't know why, but I can't get Reddit to load on my iPad today.
Have a look at this picture I sent you.
Let's see here. Nothing tops the, oh yeah, this is good. Are those real rats? How'd they get them to do that?
It's probably taxidermied rats. There's memes.
That's even more arousing.
There's memes that say my big fat gay rat wedding.
It's my favorite movie.
Okay, anyway.
I wish the rats were gayer, I guess, is my only comment.
Okay, so now we know gay rat wedding. To my friend's wedding. So she wants to wear a dress inspired on the meme gay rat wedding. To my friend's wedding. He and his fiance are gay. I told her maybe that's not really appropriate. The dress in question would be full of little stuffed rats, pride flags, and a big I support gay rats on the front. My friend is not a fan of the way my girlfriend dresses and thinks this, and I think this dress may cause a certain uproar in the wedding. Now Nat is upset with me, claiming I am throwing water in her flame of creativity. The wedding is next month, so she has plenty of time to think about another thing to wear. Should I just let her go with the dress? Am I the asshole in this situation? No.
I think you should let her go with the dress, though, personally.
You
like,
should
that sounds
break
fantastic.
Up and then let her go.
No.
This is crazy. Like, someone else's wedding is not your costume party. Like, if
that can't
if,
be true.
If the grooms were really into her sense of humor and thought that that was funny, then that would be one thing. But it sounds like they don't care for her sense of humor. So it's just inappropriate. She'll wear it to a party or Halloween or something. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, you're right that she shouldn't wear the dress. I just do think it would be very funny.
Sure, it's just not appropriate.
Whatever.
The poster's not the asshole for telling her to not wear it.
No, he's being very considerate of his friends who are going to be like, what the fuck?
It's just a dick move because then you're going to draw all the attention on the day of the wedding. Like, the wedding
I
is
draw
about
attention at every wedding I go to. I can't help that.
Are you going to wear a dress covered in stuffed rats and pride flags to my wedding? And it says, I support gay rats.
No, I'm going to wear one that says, this marriage should be illegal. No straights. People are like, what?
Just be like, I'm out of solidarity. I'm not getting married until no more straights can get married.
Mm-hmm. It's fair. Equal rights. Bad rights for everyone.
All right. So there's updates.
Yeah, I again, Reddit is apparently down right now. So I can't load it. I don't know.
Well,
if,
I've got
navigate
stuff
away from
preloaded.
That.
Yeah, okay. I won't
great. Yeah,
navigate
you can just
away from
read
my tabs. Update. Well, guys, as many of you pointed out in the comments, me getting a throwaway account didn't help. No shit. She found the post. Guess I was too specific after all. I will update soon. Final update. Hello, everyone. I would like to thank you all for your judgment, advices, and opinions on my post. It was greatly appreciated. So, the conversation did not go well. She was livid with me for exposing her in this way. What? It's anonymous. Like, who? He didn't
anonymous.
Give any identity. It's anonymous. And although I showed her the comments, most important, the one from the LGBTQIA community, she refuses to admit that her dress was a poor choice, but in fact, her way to, quote, appreciate the gays. So she's not even queer, it sounds like. She is mm-hmm. just a weird straight lady.
She's being a strong ally is what she's doing.
This did not sit well with me. Love can move mountains, but cannot maintain a relationship with a homophobic. He used homophobic as a noun.
That's confusing, but I'll allow it.
I cannot maintain a relationship with a homophobic. So now I am going to the wedding as a single, rat-free dress man. I did reach out to my friend and sent him this post. He thought the situation was hilarious, but if she did show up in the dress, he definitely would have kicked us out to the curb. I guess this is all. I'm deeply sorry for misspelling Harpy's name. Won't happen again.
He still spelled it wrong. So it's other Harper. People had the same problem.
Yeah, like who?
What's going on here?
The comments all agree. Not the asshole. That's really inappropriate. It's hilarious, but it's obviously not appropriate. Yeah, to be fair, somebody says, to be fair, it's not that you aren't letting her, you can't stop her, and you're not pretending that you can. Nobody can paint you as being controlling in this. All you're doing is telling her how unbelievably crass it would be to wear that dress, how disrespectful it would be, how poorly it would be received, and overall how much of a weapons-grade flaming asshole she would be to wear it to these guys' wedding. not the asshole, holy shit, does she not see how incredibly dehumanizing and objectifying what she wants to do is? It's a gay wedding, so that makes a meme about rats a good fit. Throw some rainbow shit at it. The gays love rainbows, seems to broadly summarize her take. Oh, man.
I don't know. I guess I'm glad they broke up, because I think it is fair for her to want to do whatever, like, performative nonsense she wants to do. But if he's not board
controlling
her,
and he's just like, he's it's like, not
I don't,
funny.
I don't want to do this, yeah.
I don't want to be seen with you if you're going to do this, yeah.
For once, we don't have to say that they need to break up. They figured it out on their own.
They figured it out.
You love to
see
that.
She sounds like a real weird lady. All right. Well, I guess I have to read the rest.
I hope they reconnect. I cannot, yeah. We'll take our break first. We're about 30 minutes here, so we'll take our break and then we'll come back.
Really hot in here.
Oh, is it hot in there? It's 83. It's almost 84 now. I don't need to hear Becca's sex noises. She didn't get to hear me say that. So later when I post this, she's not going to know I said that.
Okay, I'm sitting down.
Okay, welcome back to the desk or whatever.
Thanks.
So yeah, I remain unable to load Reddit. So
great.
I feel like they've had problems for the last 2 weeks.
Well, I've got these things loaded up, so.
Great. Love that for us.
David picked these posts for us, so to our roots of some curated David posts.
Got it to load. It loaded on my computer.
All right, you get to read one.
I'm going
to
read one. I get to read one. I'm participating. Okay. Am I the asshole for my response to my sister's boyfriend's brutal honesty? My female 35 sister, female 27, started dating one of those, quote, brutally honest guys a few months ago. I think what that means is that he's an asshole who thinks he's being nice. He's being honest. He can be quite rude and make backhand comments about me and the family sometimes, which is bothersome, but my sister says he's not malicious. He's just the brutally honest type, and we should get used to it. I visited my parents' house to celebrate my sister's birthday, and my husband couldn't come with me because he was busy. After the party, we all sat down for dinner, and my sister's boyfriend said it was weird that my husband and I don't have kids, despite being married for 6 years now. I was shocked he brought this up. It is. That's one of those topics that, like, when you become an adult, you're like, oh, you don't ask that of people.
You don't ever ask that.
Yeah, you just leave it alone. I was shocked that he brought this up, but I gave a short answer saying that it's because of infertility issues. He asked on which side, and I didn't want to answer, but my sister said it was on my side.
That's so crazy.
I got uncomfortable as he looked at me for a second and said that maybe not having kids now is a good thing because he thought women over 30 might, quote, produce defective babies due to age.
Whoa.
He's just being honest. He's just telling it like it is.
He's being honest.
He's got a comedy special on Netflix where he talks about how he would say the N-word, but he doesn't want to get canceled. I told him it was none of his business, but he said that he was just giving his, quote, honest opinion, and that's all.
I hate this.
I, in return, told him while maintaining eye contact, quote, trust me, if I wanted an asshole's opinion, I would have farted.
That's pretty good.
Literally everyone at the table burst into laughter, and my sister and her boyfriend were stunned. A few seconds later, her boyfriend excused himself, and my sister followed and then sent me a text saying that they left because I was mean and disrespectful towards her boyfriend and insulted him maliciously.
Oh my God.
Just because he stated his honest opinion. She also said I ruined her birthday by being petty and making her boyfriend the joke of the night in front of the family. I didn't respond, but she demanded an apology via mail. I hope it's mail and not email. As soon as possible.
Write me a letter.
Mom agreed that I shouldn't have said what I said and should have just ignored him knowing how he is. I think I am the asshole. I'm not sure. Oh, absolutely not. You're not the asshole.
Oh.
I have... Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, back at the center mic. Are we okay? We
yep,
okay?
We're good.
Are we okay?
Cut that out.
Good? Okay. Not a lot of comments here. Mostly just that the sister saw that she was uncomfortable and did nothing. So, like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Clearly not the asshole. That attitude of people... Like, I don't like to lie about stuff unless it's to be funny. Like, I'll do it for jokes. But I don't do it to hurt people. Like,
yeah.
Brutal honesty or whatever. That's just an excuse to be a dick, I think.
Yeah. This is such an insane, like... It's, again, that classic thing that we see on this subreddit of, like... A man doing something so horrific and mean, and then a woman just says something like, hey, don't say that. Everyone's like, how could you, lady,
what the hell is
ruin the
with
night
you?
By being so snippy? He's over here like, hey, it's probably for the best that you aren't reproducing because your ovaries are so old that your eggs yeah. are dusty and they're just going to not work.
You just
and then he was like, he's like... who's the broken one? Is it his sperm or is it your nasty, dusty old eggs? Like,
ooh. you gotta keep them cool or they'll go bad. That, you know, gotta keep an eye on them. He's like, I think honestly, you should let him produce a child with someone else, and then you can be involved if you want to, but you don't have to be.
That's like in the new one by Mark Birbiglia, where his wife is like, well, maybe I could have a kid on the side. And we would stay married. And he's like, that'll be a good look.
Yeah.
My Do you wife, guys have kids? She
her
does.
Her daughter and me. Yeah. Just, it's wild. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great comeback. But I don't understand how anybody else just lets that happen. Like, the sister, yeah. in the end, is an asshole, too. Because...
Yeah, how is she with
She's
this
like,
guy?
Here's my boyfriend. He's just so honest.
He's just a, such an asshole. But it's
honestly,
just... Honestly,
I love
to
his
be honest.
Honesty. Yeah.
Yeah, every day
he's telling
I wake
you the
up,
hard stuff.
He tells me how... He tells me how fat I am and how yellow my teeth are. And now I'm mm-hmm. a member at 4 gyms and I'm paying for laser teeth whitening.
I've never been happier, I guess.
I'm so happy.
You ever just smile? I do every day.
Every day, at least once.
Every day I'm smiling. Look at how many
every
teeth
day,
I have.
I smile because he tells me I should smile more.
Yeah, but not too wide. Not too wide.
Don't show your gums.
Yeah, got a lot of gum there, hun. I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. You
just
got
being
too
honest.
Much gum.
Got a lot of gum.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I hate him.
The retort is so good, and it's good that the family laughed. Because sometimes in these posts, we see the family, like, weirdly turn on the post.
Yeah, like, they take
reason.
The side of the asshole. They're like, you're yeah. online.
But it's good that your family was just like,
love
great.
A supportive yeah. family.
I love that he was like, I gotta go be alone for a while. Like, what
just,
a man.
I can't,
he can't
believe
even,
this
like,
happened.
He can't even, like, take a fucking joke when he was sitting there telling you your eggs are old and dusty and broken.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, look, dude, if I wanted an asshole's opinion, I would have farted. And he's like, excuse me, I have to
How
leave.
Dare you?
How fucking dare
She's
you?
She's basically got, like, you know, you get the gum out of the gumball machine, but it was hard. And when you bite it, it just... crackles. That's what her eggs are. That's just the honest, brutal truth. It's not
you're
like
just
a juicy
being
fruit.
Honest.
Yeah. Sorry you got dry gumball eggs.
You know, if you're 35 or older and you get pregnant, they call it a geriatric pregnancy.
Well, they call me a geriatric millennial, so. I'm not. Oops.
Okay.
It's weird that
okay,
you
grandma.
Didn't say... Okay, that's fine. I need my Michigan grandma shirt.
Grandma, go to bed. Go lay down,
we used
grandma.
To have to call the internet to connect. Okay, grandma.
That's what Eliza Schlesinger, she's a comedian.
We've like, seen her together.
That's right. I'm letting the listeners know. She has a special called Elder Millennial. And does like her little impression like of her like with a walker, and she's like, gather round, children. tell you the tale of the landline.
I don't have a landline anymore. It's been a tough year without it, but
I want a landline just so I can have a silly phone, you know?
You can just have silly phone. It doesn't have to ring.
I want a hamburger phone. I want a Kermit phone. I want funny phones.
You can just get those.
Yeah, but I want
No one's going to call you on that landline. Who's going to call you on the landline?
I want to use it.
For what?
I don't know.
Phone calls?
I don't know. Shut up.
Okay, you're right. Next post.
Am I the asshole?
Becca hates when I make her do our podcast that she wanted to do.
Shut up.
I'm being unreasonable
Forget
again.
It.
You're right. Forget. Delete it. Delete the episode.
The whole thing. Delete the whole show. We're done.
Yeah. Just gonna post us saying Kyle Bannis twice. That's the episode now.
Oh God. Am I the asshole for giving my college-aged step-sister-in-law and her friends weed? Step-sister-in-law? What does that mean?
That's hard to parse. I don't know. I can't load this
post.
Is
it her stepbrother's wife? Oh, here, they're going to explain. Jerry,
okay.
33 male, and I, 32 female, been together for 5 years and lived together mm-hmm. for 4. His dad is married to his stepmom. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze.
Okay. Folks, she did it. She sneezed.
Okay. His dad is married.
Right back in there.
His dad is married to his stepmom, who has a daughter, Mel, female.
Daughter. Steps,
how is that your stepsister-in-law? Oh, I guess it makes sense. No, yeah, it's just a stepsister. It's his... Well, okay, it's your husband's stepsister. So I guess it's your stepsister-in-law. Whatever. She should have just said my husband's stepsister. That's way less confusing than
stepsister-in-law.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Over the weekend, Mel was on a girls' trip near Jerry and I. We live in a different state from them. The three other girls she was there with were her college friends, aged 18 to 22. We had a room in our home and offered to house the girls so they wouldn't have to pay for an Airbnb. They took us up on that offer. While there, the girls who were old enough bought booze for the whole group. I turned a blind eye because they're all adults. I wasn't going to shit on their weekend. First of all, you can go to jail for that. But anyway.
This is an anonymous name.
Yeah, but whatever. Jerry was a bit iffy about Mel drinking because her mom is the overprotective type. This girl was a heavily sheltered teen. He doesn't want to get on her bad side, screwing up his relationship with his dad. I told them they're adults spending their own money, and we argued a bit about it, but ran out of steam. Things came to a head Saturday night, though. The girl saw me smoking a blunt in the backyard. We live in a recreational state. And immediately swarmed to me for weed. I say, sure. Jerry came home to us smoking pot together. He said nothing while the girls were there and declined an invitation to join the circle. After they left for the bars or clubs, he lost it. He kept going on about how he didn't want to estrange himself from his dad, and Mel's mom would lose her shit if she found out. That he was already apprehensive about underage drinking, but now I've smoked them out too. I laughed and told Jerry he's worrying about pot over alcohol. The former is actually better for you and help me recover from my own alcoholism. That's irrelevant. Okay. I also reminded him of how he was smoking with his friends in high school and how I went through college basically stoned. I don't know if that's a good example that you want to be setting. The girls are all college kids. They're all adults who are making their own life choices. And then I was a trusted person giving them weed, if anything. Jerry continued to maintain that he didn't want to ruin things with his dad's family, while I said that it wouldn't be an issue if he didn't fucking say anything. Because clearly I won't, and neither would Mel and the girls. Jerry said it would be hard, since he and his dad share everything, and how he already had a rough start with his stepmom and can't fuck things up again. I told him he could keep this one secret and to loosen up. It's not like I'm giving minors weed. We went to bed mad and didn't really speak much the next day, even after the girls left. It's been a couple of days and everything seems fine on Mel's end, but Jerry is still riddled with anxiety about the whole thing. Did I drop the ball here? Yes.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have an issue. Like, people are going to do that anyways. Better to do it safely at a home place. But
right.
It's the brother's
issue is
family.
Not that. Yeah. The issue is that your husband explicitly was uncomfortable. He was already uncomfortable about you letting them drink in the house. And then you went out of your way to provide them with drugs. Yeah, you're the asshole. 100%. She wanted to be the cool adult. Like, she's in her early 30s. Yeah. She wanted to be the cool stepsister who's got pot. Like, that's what's happening here.
That's the dream, I guess. I'm going to buy my brother's kids pot. And be like, sorry that your dad's an asshole. You won't get high.
So it's also somebody points out in the comments, it's not even like they were just home for the night and you let them take a hit. They went out after that. Like, they got high with you and then they went to the bars and the clubs. So
her defense is, well, they took an Uber, so
I still
so that makes it okay.
Also, if they don't live in a state where it's legal, they could still, you don't know, like, they could get drug tested later in their home state. Like, why are you putting yourself in a position where you're enabling this choice? You know, if they went out to the bars and got weed and came back to your house and smoked it in your backyard, that's one thing. But you just, mm-hmm. like, gave them your pot because you wanted to be cool.
Yeah, I guess that is the difference, is giving them the drugs, which is illegal.
Yes. It's also,
I don't know what the age is in their state.
It's also like you offer to house them, but now you're acting as though, like, you're not there or you're not responsible for their actions. If you're over 21 and you are housing people who are underage and drinking, you are responsible for them and their safety. And so it's just a bad idea, right? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I think that's almost worse than giving them a little bit of pot. It's like, if you didn't want to be responsible for that, then you should have let them stay in an Airbnb, which they were already going to do. This is weird. It's like more important for her to be this cool adult than to care about her husband's feelings.
I just think, since you're someone who's not cool, it's hard for you to relate to what it's like to be cool.
A lot of the votes are downvoted. So, like, they're voted you're the asshole, but then the you're the asshole comments are all downvoted, which is weird.
Yeah. What did the comments say, though?
So this one says, you're the asshole. Have you always sabotaged relationships? Are you frequently disrespectful of him? How many times have you set him up to take the fall for your actions? Do you have any young adult relatives? Would you be opposed to Jerry sending him or her a picture of his taint? It's not illegal. What fun.
It's not illegal. It's actually okay.
You get to be the cool aunt and minimize your boyfriend's feelings. It's her husband.
Yeah.
You sure showed him. I mean, the point there is just that, like, I don't know that the, like, giving them the drugs isn't the issue here. It's that he didn't want you to, and you dug your heels in just so you could be cool. It'd be one thing if, like, he was fine with it. It's your house. They come and stay with you. You let them smoke. And then they go back they go back home to their parents, and their parents find out and then are pissed at you. Then I would be like, that's a little dumb. But it's your husband and partner who was uncomfortable with it, and you just ignored him.
Yeah, blew right through that and was like, sucks to suck.
I was stoned for all of college, so look how I turned out. I spend my Saturday nights alone smoking in my backyard. I'm
arguing
fine
with my husband.
Yeah. I'm just the most happy I've ever been in my life.
Look at how big my smile is. All this gum.
Oh, great.
Wow. What a post.
Yeah, what a journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're hungry and want a nanner, so you know, go enjoy that.
We're getting Thai food.
No Thai?
There's no Thai here.
So that can't, you have Yes Thai.
Yes Thai. Yep.
There's a place in Chicago called Yes Thai, or there used to be. God. When I went there, we went there. It was actually pretty good, except it was real Thai food. It wasn't as good as No Thai, unfortunately.
Right. So that's our struggle here. Is all the Thai places here are like good Thai food. They're not the garbage Thai food that I want from No Thai.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's all like real Thai
food. I want that potato curry. I want it triple dim mak.
I want the drunken noodles. So good.
I don't think you should give drinks to noodles, Rebecca. Have you considered that?
Especially if the noodles' parents have expressed that they are uncomfortable.
Yeah. You're out of line. Again. Okay. Well, I guess I'll talk to you next week then.
Maybe.
Yeah. You could die. Sure. We all could.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Sorry, no episode this week. Humanity collapsed. Society's gone. Thanks to our sponsors.
Squarespace.
Yeah. Do you need to make a website for the fall of man? Squarespace.
Do you need to make a website to advertise your whittling skills now that we are in a post-societal, collapse?
Mm-hmm. Can whittle a hell of a knife.
You'll need that.
Defend the shack your family calls home.
Squarespace. Oh, Simply Safe.
Simply Safe and Squarespace have come together.
Protect your bomb shelter.
With code ENDOFWORLD for 10% off.
Okay, I think that's enough. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's killing me.
What?
Bye.